South Africa's first quarter GDP growth has beaten analyst expectations. The consensus was for an increase of 1.2%, but surprising to the upside, it has come in at 1.9%. The bulk of the heavy lifting was done by the manufacturing sector, which expanded by nearly 5% during the period, contributing 0.6 of a percentage point to that growth. This means that the size of the economy is back to where it was before the pandemic. Martin Ackerman, a chief economist at Citadel, joins us with his analysis of the print and what it suggests for growth moving forward. Thank you so much for your time, Martin. So, yeah, we have GDP coming in above market consensus, which was a 1.2%. Size of economy now back to pre-pandemic levels with real GDP above what it was before COVID. Where were your expectations on that figure and what story does it tell us?
Yes, we did think that, you know, the first quarter is going to be a fairly strong quarter. A lot of things happened during the quarter. You know, we had a lot of last remaining travel restrictions lifted, the economy opening up even further. So it's great to see that some of that support is coming through. The 3% year-on-year is a great number. You know, that is the kind of number that we would like to see more sustainably going forward. If you just think about earlier this week, we've heard that the unemployment rate is still very, very high, but it actually moved in the right direction. So it just shows again that, you know, if we can get economic growth, that will resolve a lot of the issues that we are dealing with. Social issues, unemployment issues, but also on the back of an economy that's growing around about 3% plus, you know, it's also going to help government in terms of their fiscal situation in the budget. So this is a great number. Unfortunately, like the rest of the world, we are entering a phase of slightly slower growth. But, you know, South Africa can definitely still benefit from some of the trends that's developing in the rest of the world at this point.
Mm. Martin, what has stood out for you in this report?
Yeah, like you've mentioned, we're back to pre-COVID levels. So fortunately, we got back there. It took a long time. It took us a little bit longer than the rest of the world. Our recovery was a slightly slower. Some of the developed markets got back to pre-COVID levels much quicker. And then also we need to keep in mind that our pre-COVID levels wasn't great to start with. You know, probably 2018, 2019, we've stagnated. Then we went into the COVID recession. So, in fact, we're now only back to where we've been, call it middle of 2018. So that still speaks to the fact that if we're not growing the economic cake, but the population is growing, that we are going to see quite high structural unemployment. So I guess if we can continue down this road in terms of implementing reform, taking away some of the red tape, then we're now at a position where, fortunately, going forward, growth can look even better. I think that stood out to me was you alluded to the fact that manufacturing was one of the best contributing sectors, done extremely well. So did trade, transport and some others. Agriculture again kind of making a positive contribution. A little bit disappointed by mining that actually contracted during the quarter. Mm. You know, this was a quarter where the war between Russia and Ukraine broke out. There is a bigger demand for our kind of commodities that we export. But this just shows you what the impact can be if we can't actually export because of whether it's floods, the rail or logistical network just not working, or the harbors not helping. So that was a bit of a disappointment. If we think about the other side, the expenditure side of the economy, you know, that was strong positive contributions from all household consumption up 1.4%. So at least those that do have a job, that do have an income, still manage to actually make ends meet. And if we look at there, you know, quite a huge contribution from restaurants and hotels. That speaks to tourism reviving, fortunately, but also all last remaining restrictions being behind us. Food and beverages done extremely well. Clothing, pretty much broad-based, yeah, across the kind of items that consumers spend on. And then the last, quite positive I would take, is the fact that gross fixed capital formation increased about 3.6% through the quarter. That's a very, very strong number. It's a second positive in a row.
Yeah.
We know this number is quite volatile, but, you know, over the last couple of years, we've barely seen positives. So this is now the highest we've seen in about 5 quarters.
Yeah.
And why this is important, it talks about business confidence in the economy going forward, local and foreign business, because if this number increased by about 3.6, which is a strong number, that shows that they are willing to recommit and reinvest back into the business, into the economy.
Mm.
Typically, these numbers pave the way then for more sustainable and good growth going forward. So I think all in all, they are fairly good numbers. We need to keep in mind, going into the second quarter, this only measures up until the end of March.
Mm.
So the second quarter, unfortunately, we are going to see some headwinds. We had probably more load shedding in the second quarter so far versus the first quarter. And then the unfortunate floods in KZN, that will have an impact on the second quarter number. But for a start in the first quarter, all in all, I think a very solid number.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of positives there, Martin, and then you also mentioned the disappointment that came from mining. Also, construction. Let's zoom in on that really big laggard on the economy. Fourth consecutive quarter of contraction. What are the dynamics there?
Yeah, construction, unfortunately, has been an industry that really struggled. We haven't seen a turnaround yet. If we look at job losses as well in the unemployment stats, you know, a lot of that is coming out of construction. Construction, mining and manufacturing, that's really where we need to be able to create jobs. You know, that is the sectors in the economy where we have the biggest part of the skill base that's available in the SA economy.
Yeah.
Construction, you know, it's slowly turning, but I guess this will really pick up in line with the government rollout of the infrastructure development plan. We know that, you know, it's been a bit stop-start going through COVID in terms of getting that going. But hopefully soon, yes, construction can also make a positive contribution. It's been, like I said, making detracting from economic growth throughout the course of 2021 and again in the first quarter of 2022.
Hmm. Martin, from the beginning of the year until now, have your GDP projections for the year changed?
Yes, I think in line with the rest of the consensus, we're slightly more positive. You know, most of the countries around the world is reducing their GDP forecast given what's going on in the world specifically. Like I've mentioned, we are an emerging market beneficiary of that. You know, the war in itself is obviously very negative. It's got a huge economic impact on everybody around the world. We feel it every day we fill up our cars or when we get on public transport, what we pay for food. So that's the negative impact of that. But SA, given the fact that we well positioned in terms of the commodities we do have, you know, we are going to benefit still in terms of picking up some of that demand from the rest of the world.
Hmm.
And we could see that year to date, you know, in terms of how our bond market, our equity market and our rand performed relative to other emerging markets. We're definitely getting that bit of a tailwind.
Hmm.
And as a result of all of that, the expectation that we will see reasonable exports going forward, the economy is picking up. You know, we actually increased the forecast for this year by about 0.3 or 30 basis points. So we're now sitting at about 2.1%, where earlier this year at the start it was around about 1.8. So that is pricing in the benefit of potentially some support from commodities again this year like we had last year.
All right, growth projections going from 1.8% to 2.1, pretty encouraging. Thank you very much for your time and your insights, Martin. That was Chief Economist at Citadel, Martin Ackerman.